Yes, that's Lee Morgan, who is almost a member of the team. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to acquaint you with the issue that we hope to be speaking to Gustav Banyamutwa about. In Europe, there is now a new generation of young Rwandan Rwanda is born in Belgium, born in Holland, born in Denmark, or whatnot, and this is part of the diaspora. And they've, of course, grown up, become educated, and playing part in their new societies. And, of course, they have not forgotten their homeland, and they talk about the issues of Rwanda, and they talk about history. And some of them have wished to run for public office, and they find themselves being labeled and harassed by people who don't wish to hear their voices. And this is becoming a serious question about, because there's the issue of human rights, political freedoms, and incidentally, Jambo News, ASBL.com, talks about this. I would urge you to go to their site. These are people who talk about, they're accused of being genocide deniers, frankly, and it comes from the main source of this issue comes from Kigali, where there is an attempt to actually criminalize people who do not have what one would call the official version of events of Rwanda 1994, often generally referred to as the Rwandan genocide. If Rwandans are quite aware of the fact, and any listener of the Taylor Report is aware, that the events of 1994 had an origin in, well, Rwandan history, but also involved in a war that started in October 1990, and then a war between an army that entered the country from Uganda, and after 4 years of warfare, there was a might call a climactic event, which was the assassination of the president. I think we have Gustav on the line. Do we? Hello, Gustav.
Yes. Hello, Phil.
How do you do? I was just outlining your opinion, but I think I better let you do that. We're sorry we're late in contacting you. You are leading, or one of the leading members of an effort in, I guess, in Belgium to bring a civil action against people who, and perhaps states, that are making it difficult for Rwandan Belgians to enter public life and to speak out and give their opinions. And is that accurate? And why are you? What is the civil action designed to achieve?
All right. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Pleasure to talk to you again. We have filed a criminal complaint. It's not only a civil action. It's really a complaint at the prosecution office, because what happened to us in terms of slander and accusation, false accusation that were brought on our back, is actually criminalized in Belgian law. But maybe I should a little bit tell about what happened, so it will help people listening to us to understand. As many Rwandese around the world, mainly, because in Rwanda it's not possible, we think that the current version of the story of what happened in the 90s in Rwanda is not entirely and correctly told to the world. Precisely what the world has heard is about the genocide against Tutsi that took place in 1994. And more or less everything which is told about Rwanda is around that genocide. And people keep on thinking that that was only about what happened, that the violences were against Tutsis from the Hutu, and that was it. However, many people were there, many people who also studied what happened know the true story and the untold story, which is a lot more complex and even more scary. Yes. And I'm talking about the war, for instance, before the genocide, but also the mass killings that were targeting the Hutu population, precisely. And those mass killings have been identified, if I can say it like that, identified as a genocide as well. So there is potentially in Rwanda a second genocide that was committed against the Hutu. Those are things that were put forward by some experts from the UN in a very important report, which is called the Mapping Report. So those are undisputed facts.
Yes.
However,
by the way, I could point out, I mentioned, I had some acquaintance with this. That was a report that was commissioned by the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda.
Absolutely, yeah.
They asked these gentlemen, U.S. scholars, to do the work, and then the government in Kigali was unhappy with the result.
Yes, exactly. Because indeed, all those people from the ICTR wanted to cover all the crimes that took place in the 90s in Rwanda, and they discovered another side of the story, which was really terrible. They wanted to investigate that, but because of political pressure, and definitely from some foreign states, the prosecution didn't move forward, and it stopped. But the victims are there. The survivors are there by hundreds of thousands, and no justice has been given to those people. They are there, they are trying to express themselves. In Rwanda, it's rather impossible, but once they are out of the country, they speak out. They tell their story, how they lost their loved ones, and so on and so on. And anyone trying to tell that story or trying to put it to justice is accused of being a denial, a genocide denial of the genocide against the Tutsi.
Yes.
So what happened in Belgium is precisely that. I'm the president of a non-profit organization here in Belgium, which has the opportunity to listen to survivors of those crimes, and we record testimonies, we try to understand what happened, we try to advocate for them, and because of what we do, the government in Rwanda doesn't like it at all. And one of the reasons they do to try to silence us or even to frighten us is to call us deniers of the genocide of Tutsi, or to call us people that have a genocide ideology and things like that.
Well, by the way, and the result is, of course, that's intimidation. It's you dishonor people with those kinds of words. It can cause them loss of employment. It can cause them difficulty in academia. It can, and also there's an attempt to prevent people from running for public office using these methods, right?
Exactly. So you said it all. There are very severe consequences on each and everyone's personal life, but even more importantly, it's your hatred. I mean, calling someone a genocide denier or someone who has genocide ideology, you're putting that person at risk. The survivors of that genocide will start to hate him. There will be some people who will really think maybe it's true, because when it comes from government officials or from government agencies, there are some people that tend to believe it. And these are very severe accusations. I mean, some people do it easily, thinking it's just a joke, but it's so severe, so terrible, that we decided to go to court to complain about it, because it not only affects our lives, whatever we try to do. You've talked about running for elections, for instance. They have used that to stop some of our members to run for local elections. Mm-hmm. They tried to use it also to stop us from going to the parliament to talk to the member of parliament. They have used it, and in other places. So we thought it was the moment to put an end to it. And fortunately, we live in a country where there are laws, and in the Criminal Code of Belgium, calling people of such severe and, I would say, terrible, giving some such terrible accusation towards people, this is criminalized. And we can get those people sued, and they will have to defend themselves and explain why they are calling us those names. Mm-hmm. And if there is no ground on it, they have to be punished.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Gustav Bonyamutwa, and is the editor of JumboASBL.com. Now, you initiated this action, I believe, January 24, was it, or 14th? And what happens next? Now, how do you expect this to unfold?
It was January 24th, to be precise.
Mm-hmm.
We have put a complaint towards unknown people, meaning because there are so many people shouting that.
Yes.
But we have looked at for the more virulent, for the ones who are really doing it with evil, who are mean doing it. And we would like the justice here in Belgium, the prosecution, to investigate and try to find out the complete list of the persons who are active doing it. So the first phase will be an investigation by the instructing judge, instructing magistrate, to try to identify, I would say, the most prominent people doing this kind of accusation. And then the second phase will be to hear all the complainants, in order to establish whether what we have complained about is true or not.
Mm-hmm.
So we think this is the technical part of the process, because, of course, all the complaints we have filed against have been committed, and we hope that there will be a trial. We hope that there will be a trial where we will have in front of us those people who have been doing that. And after that, we don't know. We don't know what the justice will do, of course, whether they will be acquitted, whether they will be convicted. We don't know, but we are sure that they will be called to court.
Mm-hmm. In Canada and the U.S., there's often a frustrating slowness of justice to function, particularly cases of this type. Is the Belgian system more efficient, more timely? Would you expect this would be something that it will take place within the year 2019?
Unfortunately, it's slow. It's very slow.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have the opportunity, if we see that the offenses are being repeated or growing, we have opportunity to ask the instructing magistrates to take some preventive measures.
Mm-hmm.
So our lawyers are thinking about it, because what is happening out there on social on the social media is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it will take time, mm-hmm. especially that the discussion.
There is an urgency about it. Your counsel is making that point, right?
Yeah, there is an urgency to have it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't stop, we can still try to find another legal way to put an end to it, or at least preventively.
Mm-hmm.
But to have the final debate on what is denial of genocide in Rwanda, what is the genocidal ideology, these kind of things, that will take some time.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Gustav Bonyamutwa. And of course it's JumboASBL.com. There's the people bringing this action are, I believe, a rather famous journalist, Peter Verlinden. He's part of this as well, right?
That's right. Because the accusation does not target only Rwandese. to be honest, it targets anyone who actually dares to speak about that second story, as I was explaining earlier.
You know, I've always thought Mr. Verlinden was probably the best journalist in Europe on the subject of the Great Lakes region, and his coverage, as you know, was before the 1994 events. Peter Verlinden knows really very well what happened, and anybody trying to prevent him from speaking or reporting is really doing great damage to truth.
Absolutely, yeah. He's been following the Rand story ever since the end of the 80s, almost more than 30 years now. So he's definitely one of the journalist experts on the case. And again, one of the purposes of calling him a genocide denier or someone with a genocidal ideology is to silence him because he dares to speak about the whole story. Yeah, you're perfectly right on that.
Yeah. I want to ask your opinion about something that I found disturbing. I saw a photograph recently of the president of Rwanda, the former general Paul Kagame, and he was at mm-hmm. The Hague, and he was shaking hands with the chief prosecutor at The Hague. And I would assume that there are many who believe that she ought to be, in fact, investigating his involvement in the deaths of Rwandans, actually Tutsi and Hutu. What did you make of that photograph? And isn't that a kind of disappointing moment?
Yes. That was a disturbing moment. That was a very disturbing moment. And my feeling was that what is the message that the International Criminal Court is giving out there? Because we all know all the accusations on what happened in Rwanda when President Paul Kagame was leading the rebellion. The accusations are there. So how 20 years later or 25 later, the International Criminal Court is sitting there and shaking hands with a person who actually never been tried to be acquitted or to be convicted? So I was like, what is the message they are sending out there to all people who are also trying to raise rebellion here mm-hmm. and there, whether in Africa or in America or in Middle East? Mm-hmm. What is the message out there? Is it like, you can go and do whatever you want, but if you win the war, nobody will be after you? Yes, so that was my first feeling. I was like, there is a wrong message here.
Yeah, the message, one I got from it, is that he has what nobody's supposed to have, which is impunity.
Yeah, impunity or some kind of complicity also.
Yes, I take it.
Yeah, some kind of complicity, because they have not answered all those questions.
Yes.
So if they have to answer the questions about all the accusations, and then only after that they can do what they want. Mm-hmm. But since the questions are there, the victims are there, and people are still talking, I found it a little bit inappropriate to have this picture from the International Criminal Court.
Yeah. Well, I absolutely agree with you. Mr. Bonawit Mutwa, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to follow this very closely. We hope that you'll be able to update us as this goes forward, because it's a fight for freedom in Europe by Rwandans. We congratulate you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, what I have to say, just the last thing, is
yes,
the final goal of having this this complaint is actually to be able to have a serene and calm debate about what is denialism of genocide in Rwanda, because that is something that has never happened, and Rwandese are constantly talking about it, and we need it. We need these debates. So we hope that by lodging files and complaints like we did, somehow, somewhere, people will sit down and talk and start to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I congratulate you. I think you're taking the right approach. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Phil.
Okay, look. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That's Gustave Bonamutwa, and you can find him in the writings. He's the editor of JumboASBL.com. And this is the Taylor Report. It is CIT 89.5 FM. We're going to listen to a little Bob Dylan. We're going to come back and speak to Eva K. Bartlett.